Kel Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology, or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome, Kel.
Hello.
So talk to us about winter nights and January lights.
Okay. Good. I love that. We're still in a pretty dark part of the year, even though we've passed that magic solstice of the winter time. And January, as it turns out, is often a cold month, and often cold weather is associated with clear weather. So clear nights mean that January can be a fabulous time to be enjoying the night sky. And a really great time to focus on celestial lights, because there isn't a lot of light during the daytime. We can focus on the nighttime celestial bodies. And this year, in 2019, we have some regular events, but we also have some really special event that's coming up. So first of all, we have to acknowledge the just amazing and powerful experience of Venus that we've been enjoying now for a while, especially if you're a really early riser. You've been able to, on the clear nights and the pre-dawn hours, enjoy this exceptionally brilliant Venus.
It's like a spotlight up there.
Like a spotlight. Go out early in the morning. The shadows of the woods, you'd think it was a half moon or something. It's just been outstanding. And that is going to continue in the first weeks here and throughout the month, but especially in this first part of January. It's going to continue on. It's going to happen higher in the sky, and we're going to just be able to enjoy it for those pre-dawn hours and even as dawn is happening. So there's no excuse not to be...
Get out there and look at Venus.
And just wonder and awe at Venus. And on the right here at the beginning of the month, it's going to be right next to it, nearby, very nearby, is going to be a beautiful crescent moon. So great pairing. I'll take a crescent moon with my Venus or vice versa any day. That's the first thing to be aware of. At the same time, Jupiter is in the mix. So the moon is kind of up and to the right, and Jupiter is going to be lower and to the left. So if you're out, Jupiter's maybe 20 degrees away, but still going to be visible. All this in the southeastern sky. I don't know if I mentioned that. So that's where you need to be pointing your nose. Then on the 21st, we have an eclipse of the full moon coming our way. When I say the 21st, I mean really early on the 21st. So it's right after midnight. So yeah, you might have to stay up or get up, but that is happening. Eclipse, we're in, you know, we can see the whole thing from beginning to end, and then the full eclipse of the full moon. There will be evidence of that eclipse, even if it's cloudy, because on a full moon night, when even if we have thick clouds, it's very bright out. And when that eclipse happens, it's going to get really dark if there's clouds, and it's going to get dim if there's not. So the total eclipse right after midnight on the 21st. Then on the 22nd, just the next day, there will be a conjunction of Venus and Jupiter. Remember I said that they were not too far apart here at the beginning of the month? Well, by the 22nd, they're going to get really close. They're actually only going to be like 2 degrees apart. So this is going to be spectacular to have these two really bright planets going toe-to-toe, kind of right there again in the southeastern sky. And we also, at the same time, are going to be able to see Antares, which is going to be very close by. And that's one of our brightest stars. So if you're out there looking at these two brilliant planets, and then you look over at Antares, you can think about that being one of our brightest stars. And yet Jupiter is going to be shining like 15 times brighter than that star. And Venus, 150 times.
And that's reflected light.
Yes. So it should be spectacular. I really hope we have clear for that. And that'll be in those morning hours of the 22nd. And then on the 31st, we're going to have a crescent moon literally hung on a slightly angled line between Jupiter and Venus. So what a way to complete the month of January lights.
It is going to be spectacular.
Yeah.
Kel Anderson regularly fills us in on current events on the woods and waters. Thanks for talking to us about our winter lights.
You're welcome.